It's hard to give something that you've not received. And whenever somebody comes along and it needs encouragement, if you haven't given it, maybe it doesn't come to your mind.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You can do it. I believe in you. Coming alongside people and coming to know some of their dreams and goals, some of the things that are on their heart and mind, and encourage them in them. I believe in you. I'm excited that you're trying. I'm really proud of you as part of the encouragement that God has called us to. He's an encouraging God, and He wants us to be encouragers. How about you? Would people view you as an encourager?
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. You're married. Things are okay. Or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate. But how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples.
What do you do with life rejections? What happens when someone maybe doesn't want to be with you? What happens when maybe you're not picked or chosen or in some way rejected? Where do you turn?
Welcome to Great Commandment Radio. That's Dr. David Ferguson. It's a common experience for every human being on planet Earth. We've all experienced the disappointment of isolation, rejection, disapproval. Does God care? What's His answer? We'll be talking about that and more on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
All of us have experienced this kind of disappointment. The disappointment of relationships that don't work out, expectations that don't come about. Today we're exploring looking for the acceptance of God. Other people may not have accepted us, but He does. Thanks for joining us today, and we look forward to this time as we talk a little bit about some of life's disappointments. Disappointments when maybe someone's not wanted to be with us. I have some of those painful memories, like maybe some of you do, of growing up not being really very athletic, and it comes time for the teams to be chosen, and who's going to be chosen last? And you get that sinking feeling that says, oh no. Someone may not want me. Someone might not want me on that team. Or how about those adult rejections when someone hasn't wanted to be with me? Someone has wanted to choose someone other than me. We all go through times of disappointment, painful rejections, and in the midst of those, where do we turn? Our world seems to be in a cycle of turning to everything else imaginable, all kinds of escapes and materialism and addictions and trading one relationship for another, and yet we have the privilege to look for God's acceptance. He is longing to accept us. So we're excited for you to join us today as we explore that together.
Whenever I was growing up, the big thing to me was to be accepted. As you were talking about the team, I didn't have that problem, honey. That wasn't something that I experienced because I was a tomboy. And I would sometimes be the captain of the team, and I was the picker. Now, after I got in junior high school, the tables turned. It wasn't so easy to feel accepted. I can remember when we were going together. In fact, the big thing, you know, when junior high and high school is to be accepted by somebody, to be loved by somebody, and to show that you have gotten that acceptance and that approval from somebody. You might wear that, you know, that big ring or that letter jacket, you know, the big ring and that you have to put tape around. I don't know if kids still do that today or not, but when we were going together, we had a ring.
Right, right.
Well, I remember one summer, my girlfriends and I, we decided we wanted to take this point of someone accepting us one step further. Instead of the ring and the letter jacket, we decided one summer that we were going to tape our boyfriend's initials on our back and go out and get a suntan. So I taped a DF on my back, and we went out and we got this suntan. Well, you know what happened when we took the tape off? There was this kind of a tattooed-looking thing on my back.
The David Ferguson initial.
The DF on my back, and you have not left for 40 years.
Still around.
I just thought about that. You're still on my back. So here I am, this symbol of acceptance. Well, one day, as I was older and I was teaching this story of acceptance, God reminded me of something. In Isaiah 49:15-16, he reminded me of this. He said, Teresa, can a woman forget the child that she nurses? Yes, she may forget. Yet I have not forgotten you. Behold, I have indelibly printed or tattooed a picture on the palm of my hands. Now that's a word picture to me.
It's beautiful.
That God has indelibly printed, tattooed a picture of me on the palm of his hands. And he said, Teresa, he said, in time that DF would have faded. In time that DF would have really maybe even been replaced by somebody else.
Now come on now.
You know, in theory.
Could have been.
In
yeah,
theory. Right. In theory. But Teresa, you're indelibly printed, tattooed on the palm of each of my hands. You're totally and completely accepted. There's not anything you can do or not do that will change that.
That's what we're talking about today. We have a God who wants to receive us, accept us, right like we are. He knows all about us. He knows everything we've done, haven't done. He actually knows everything we're going to do or not do, say or not say. And yet, he still accepts us. In the midst of life disappointments, the rejections of others, the disappointments that seem to come so very regularly, we have a God who wants to startle us with his loving acceptance. Why not look for the acceptance of God? He's accepting you, whether anyone else is or not. Thanks for joining us today. And we're excited to share this time with you.
David and Teresa Ferguson, co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Visit our website again today. Visit it every day, because each day we have a free download for you, something that you can use or perhaps pass on to someone you care for. It's greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Today's download will help you or someone you care for experience God's approval even during times of disappointment. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. And while you're there, be sure to check out conferences and workshops and churches. We have a Great Commandment network of churches worldwide that offer ministries for parents and singles, for marriages and church leadership, and a lot more. Go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. We'll take you to a Great Commandment Living Conference and more with David and Teresa.
So if you want to sing out loud in your car, your house, wherever you are, and do the motions along with me, we'll do it. So and then we're going to talk about it.
It's all coming up right after this on Great Commandment Radio.
Many of us are a little bit like Peter when Jesus shows up with that basin of water and a towel, and Jesus is going to give to Peter. And Peter's challenged by that.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
You know, I don't really need this. You know, those other disciples might, but not me.
Well, and somehow I think we perceive if we receive or quote-unquote need something, then we're weak. You know, that we can't provide for ourselves. So I think it's kind of comes back to a weakness. We somehow, we can't provide for ourselves, and we're showing some signs of weakness.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008.
What I think you'll find is that critically important in that Luke 19 account is Christ being able to say to Zacchaeus, "Hurry on down, for I'm going to your house today." In that day, the most loving, accepting thing you could do would be enter into that person's home and break bread with them, to eat out of the same bowls with them. It's what got Christ in so much trouble that he would actually be called a friend of sinners.
Ever found yourself up a tree, isolated, disconnected, feeling rejected? How does God feel about you? You'll experience that in just a minute with David Ferguson as we take you into a Great Commandment Living Conference recorded at New Horizon Church in Jackson, Mississippi. Great Commandment Living Conferences are more than sit there and listen. They're interactive, experiential, with breakout groups. If you'd like information on Great Commandment Living Conferences, one near you, or audio and CD cassette versions, go to our website at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Now, let's go to Jackson, Mississippi. Here's Dr. David Ferguson.
There's some of us here. You know what we missed? We missed somebody just accepting us right the way we were. We just missed people just saying, "You know what? You're a little different than me, but I love you." We missed someone just saying, "I am going to quit trying to make you like me." We miss someone just accepting us the way we are. We may have grown up in environments where there was a lot of criticism. There was a lot of rejection. And part of what God wants to do is He wants to show up in this book. And He wants to say to you, other people might not have wanted to hung out with you. Other people might not have wanted to spend time with you. But I'll tell you what, I do. Would that bless you if He did? You see, I'm encouraging you to realize this book is living and active. And what it means to walk in the light of the Word is in the midst of life's disappointments and pains. The Spirit of God wants to show up in this book. And He wants to illumine to you that the one who wrote this book is longing to accept you just the way you are. In fact, you remember Romans 5:8 says He demonstrated His love towards you. in that while you were yet a sinner. Isn't the most exciting verse the word while? He's demonstrated His love toward you, allowed Christ to die for you while. We would all be in trouble if He said, I demonstrated my love to you after you shaped up. Right? See, this is a God who is ministering to you, acceptance. He's going to want to show up in this book and whisper the words off the page of this book. Hey, some other people have rejected you. Other people have criticized you. Other people have not wanted to be with you. But the Creator is longing to be with you. See, some of us need the testimony that old Zacchaeus had up a tree. See, a lot of us have spent a lot of our lives up a tree. Second guessing what we've done or not done. Feeling bad about what we've done or not done. We're up a tree. Just like old Zac was. Lying, cheating, thief. And Jesus comes to town. Remember, Jesus looks up there and old Zacchaeus in that tree. It's really important what Jesus does not say to him. He doesn't say to him, you lying, cheating, thief, get down from there and stop it. Even though Jesus knows all that, doesn't he? Let me pause. Do you know one of the most Spirit-filled things you'll ever do is to not say everything you know? Oh, saints, listen to that. One of the most Spirit-filled things you'll ever do is not say everything you know. See, Jesus knew about his lying, cheating, thieving, didn't he? But he did not speak about it. You know what he did? I believe he reached out his hand and he says, hurry on down. I'm going to your house today. See, I believe some of us here will benefit from a meditation on a Christ who just looks up at you no matter what you've done. And he says, other people might not want to be with you, but hurry on down. I want to come hang out with you. I want to spend time with you. I want to accept you just the way you are. I believe some of us need that. And you can find it as you encounter him in this book.
Well, your rejection may not have taken place on a golf course like mine did, but I bet you've had some. You've had some disappointments and discouragements in your relationships like we all have. And yet in the midst of those, we have a God who really accepts us. I can remember in the early days of our ministry, we would oftentimes have those rejecting comments from various people. They might have said to my wife, you don't play the piano, you know. And you're thinking, how could I possibly, be involved in ministry and not play the piano, you know. Or you're sure not very spiritual, or all kinds of painful, hurtful comments that come our ways. And yet in the midst of those, it's very important where we look. Do we look to get even, to get back? Do we look to escape? Or do we look, maybe do we look up? Looking up to a God who wants to accept us. And maybe we look toward a God who, a little bit like Zacchaeus, is welcoming us. He wants to be with us. Can you imagine that? You have a God who wants to be with you. I know this is a little loose, but you have a God who kind of wants to hang out with you. I think that'll bless your heart. I think that will be an encouragement to you in the midst of your disappointments, that you have a God who has so accepted you that He wants to be with you. Others may not have. Others may have made choices to not be with you. They may have made choices of others rather than you. But you have a Creator. You have a Christ who longs to be with you. In our closing segment, we'll take a few moments to meditate on this Christ, that it might bring additional freedom, because there is therefore now no condemnation for you because you are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. Rejoice in your freedom, will you? Thanks for joining us today.
Dr. David Ferguson, again, for an audio cassette or audio CD of A Great Commandment Living Conference, go to our website, greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. There you'll find schedules for Great Commandment Living Conferences you can attend in person, a list of churches in your area with ongoing ministries to be of help to you or someone you know, resources you can order, and of course, our daily free download from Great Commandment Radio. Today, how to find God's acceptance during times of disappointment. It's all waiting for you at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Back with more with David and Teresa on Great Commandment Radio right after this.
Are we giving our children mixed messages by using that gesture? Because really the heart of Jesus towards Zacchaeus was total and complete acceptance. So we've been on a campaign, and you can help us with this.
Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work, spreading the good news.
Really worth receiving this goodness? Am I worth receiving this love? Am I worth receiving this interest in my life, this care for my life?
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
On today's program, if we get nothing else, we are hoping that the Spirit of God will communicate to all of us, God says, you're worth it. Not anything of us, not anything of our performance or having earned or merited it, but God, by the gift of His Son, has declared, you're worth it.
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Where to look when disappointment comes. That's been our topic all of this week on Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson. Welcome back. Where do you find God's acceptance during times of rejection, isolation, and disappointment? And how do you experience it once you find it? Back to David and Teresa.
There's no doubt that some of you in our listening audience, you learned a little song about Zacchaeus as you were growing up, maybe in Sunday school or church. Some little child's organization, you learn to sing about little Zacchaeus climbing a tree. Now, since we're on the air, I'm not going to ask my wife to really sing this song.
Thank you. Thank you. And y'all will thank him, too.
But I think that you'll find there's an insightful lesson as you may have learned this song, particularly with the hand motion. So you might not sing along with us, but at least think along with
us. Visualize it.
There we go, as we talk a little bit about the Zacchaeus principle.
Now, you know this song, Zacchaeus, we try to teach it to 2 and 3 year old children so that they can understand Jesus' heart towards Zacchaeus that day. That he loves all people, that he's accepted all people. So you, if you want to sing out loud in your car, your house, wherever you are, and do the motions along with me, we'll do it. So, and then we're going to talk about it. Remember the song goes, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree, and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to your house today, for I'm going to your house today. Now then, let me ask you this question. When I said, Jesus looked up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus, you come down, what motion, what gesture did you use? I can guess that probably most of you did the shaking finger, Zacchaeus, you come down. Now let me ask you if you did. When you shake your finger to a 2 or 3 year old, what does that really convey? What does a child at that age learn shaking the finger means?
Sure, I'm in trouble.
Does it mean Jesus was pleased with Zacchaeus? Mm-hmm. No, it means bad. You're in trouble. Are we giving our children mixed messages by using that gesture? Because really the heart of Jesus towards Zacchaeus was total and complete acceptance. So we've been on a campaign, and you can help us with this. We have been on a campaign to change that gesture to the true gesture that would convey Jesus' heart towards Zacchaeus that day. So we're going to say it again, and you put the gesture in that you believe would be truth. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down. Now, in my heart, in my mind, I've got open arms beckoning, drawing him.
Welcoming Jesus.
Welcoming.
Yes.
Come down, Zacchaeus, because I've loved you, I accepted you, I know all about you, and I want to spend time with you today.
Now that's the picture we want to close with today. In fact, in Luke 19, it says, Zacchaeus hurried down with gladness in his heart. The gladness didn't get there because Christ stood with a shaking finger, being disappointed in him. His gladness came because of this welcoming, embracing Jesus. You see, Zacchaeus was in that tree, having been rejected by a lot of others. No one maybe really wanted to hang out with him. He wasn't really maybe anybody's favorite. And yet Christ that day stood with open arms, looked up in a tree, and welcomed him down. Won't you picture that Christ? That welcoming, embracing, accepting Christ who wants you to hurry on down. He wants to be with you today. Why not look for his loving acceptance in the midst of life's disappointments? See if it doesn't well up inside of you a sense of gratitude, a sense of wonder that the Creator, the Christ, wants to be just with you. Thanks for sharing just a little part of your day with us today on Great Commandment Radio. Bless you.
David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. To find out more about Intimate Life Ministries, our work with churches and denominations, ministry families, and families like yours. Also for today's free download on experiencing God's acceptance during times of disappointment, go to greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. There you can also order your own copy of A Great Commandment Living Conference on audio cassette or audio CD. Or find a schedule of conferences near you and much, much more. It's all at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. on tomorrow's edition of Great Commandment Radio, looking for God's approval when disappointment comes.
So what have you done to cause God to love you less? Would you like to venture anything, my love?
I haven't done anything.
Join us tomorrow on Great Commandment Radio and bring a friend. You'll be supporting this station, keeping local Christian radio alive in your heart and in your community.